Okay, here we go. Yudzayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Mar, Zuck the Halakha Gemara. Amar Mar, Mitman Yobei Atsof Moada, from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the Yantim, until the end of Pesach. Itosam Chagah de Shavuayo, we establish the Yantiv of Shavuos, and therefore Delola Misbeid. I'm sorry. Right, Delola Misbeid, and therefore we don't give Hespedim. We don't give Hespedim during that time. Asks the Gemara, Loma liad sof moed, so why do we have to say until the end of the moed, until the end of Pesach? Lema ad ha-moed, why don't we just say that you can't give hespedim until Pesach? Umoed gufei yom tifu, the osir. And Pesach itself is already osir because it's a yom tif. So why does Megillas Tainis say that you can't give hespedim from the eighth day of Pesach, from the eighth day of Nisan, I'm sorry, through Pesach, just say from the eighth day of Nisan until Pesach, and Pesach itself is anyways also because it's a yontif, right? So why does Megillas Tainis have to phrase it in that way? Amar Rav Papa answers, Kidi Amar Rav, as Rav says, Lo nitzricha elalas or yom shalafanov. Just like we said earlier, if you remember with the whole discussion of Rosh Chodesh, right? Why do we say from the first day of Nisan? Just say from the second day, and Rosh Chodesh itself is anyways a yantiv. So we said why? Elles or Yom Shalafanav. So we want to mention it specifically because any day that's mentioned, we also prohibit the day before. That's why we mention. That's a machlokas, right? So Hachanami Lo Nitzruch Elles or Yom Shalacharav. So here too, well, the reason why we say until the end of Yantiv is because we want to prohibit the day after. We want to prohibit the day after. But if it was only because it was a Yantiv itself, then the day after would not be usur. Yeah, the reason why we say that from the eighth day of Nisan through Pesach is usur, the reason why we say that is because we want to prohibit the day after Yantiv. The day after Yantiv. But if we didn't say that, and we just relied on the fact that Pesach is a Yantiv, the day after would not be prohibited. Okay, why? Kiman, who's this going like? Kirab Yossi. This is going like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Bein Lefanov, Bein Le'acharov Aser. Right, this is going like Rabbi Yossi, who says that whether you're talking about the day before, or whether you're talking about the day after, either way it's going to be Aser. Okay? So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Ihachi, be'esrim v'tisha nami, when it comes to the 29th of the month also, my irya de have yoma de mekame yoma de mitukam temida. Okay, why do we care? That the 29th of the month, because if you remember, we said we had two periods of time. We had from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, and then we had, if you remember from Yudzayin Amud Beis, we had from Reish Yarchad the Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until the 8th, right? So the question was, why do we say Rosh Chodesh, right? Just start from the 2nd. So we said, we say Rosh Chodesh, why? So that we can prohibit the day before. Right, the day before is the 29th. So asks the Gemara, Ihachi, Be'esvim V'tisha Navi, the 29th, my irya, Da'ava Yoma De'mekame Yoma De'mitukam Temida, right, why are we prohibiting it? Because it's the day before the time that we established the Tamid, right, remember that period of time, from Rosh Chodesh until the 8th was the time that they established the Korban Tamid. Because remember they had this whole machlokas with the Tzedukim. Tzedukim wanted to make the Korban Tamid an individual Korban, but really we want out. The Korban Tamid is really a communal Korban. Tepuklei, why don't we just say, Dehavale Yoma Debasar Esrin Utmanyebe? Why don't we just say that the reason why the 29th is prohibited is not because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, but rather it should be prohibited because it's the day following the 28th. What was so special about the 28th of Adar? Right? What's so special about the 28th of Adar that the 29th is going to be prohibited? What? Sorry? The Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. Zayin Adar. The Tanya, because the Braisa teaches us, Be'esrimu Tamanya Bey, on the 29th of Adar, Asas Besorta Tavsal Yehudai. Good news came to the Jews. Right? Good news. Came to the Jews. What was the good news?
No.
The lo yidun min oraisa, that they would not be prevented from studying Torah. Okay, so Rashi explains. I mean, the Gemara really goes on to explain. Shepamachas nigzera gzera al Yisrael, and this was in the times of the Romans, that a gzera was made upon Klal Yisrael, shelo yasku ba Torah, that they should not study Torah, v'shelo yamulu es b'neim, and they should not give their children a bris mila, v'sheichalu shabbosos, and they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So ma osa Yehuda ben Shamoa v'chaveirov. So what did Yehuda ben Shamoa and his chevra, what did they do? Holchu v'noklu etza mimatrunisa achas. They went to a certain matron, a certain woman, Shekol Gidole Romi Mitsuyanetzla. All the big hotshots in Rome used to visit this lady, right? You know, used to visit this lady. And so Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua and his chaverim went to meet with this woman. Why? Because they figured she would be in the know, right? She, you know, she hangs out with all these guys, all these noblemen in Rome. So she's probably in the know about what's going on. Oh, by the way, that some say, my wife teaches Yehoshua, so she told me that some say that's why Rachav, if you remember the times of Yehoshua, he sent two meraglim and they went to Rachav. Rachav was a harlot. She was a zona, right? So why'd they go to Rachav, of all people? Or why'd they go to Rachav? Why? Because she was in the know. Because everybody used to come to her, because she was a prostitute. Everybody used to come to her, so she was in the know. She knew what was going on. She knew all the hacks. So that's why they came to her, to find out what was going on. Okay? So they came to this woman, Amra Lahem, so she said to them, Imdu v'hafginu balayla. Get up, and hafginu means a protest in public. Have a rally. Should hold a rally at night. That's what she recommended you should do. She said, if you do that, I think that they're gonna listen to you. Holchu v'hafginu balayla. So they went out at night, and they had a rally. Right? This was the first, maybe this was like the first rally for Jewish, Jewish causes. Amru. And they said, they davened at the rally, and they said, Ey Shamayim, right? Ey here is like from a language of like, oh, yeah, like, you know, screaming out to Hashem. Ey Shamayim, right? Shakarus Baruch Hu in heaven. Lo Achim Anachnu. Are we not all brothers? Okay, are we not all brothers? Lo B'nei Av Echor Anachnu. Are we not all the sons of one father? Lo b'nei aim achas anachnu. Are we not the sons of one mother? You know, we all come from the same place. Manishtaninu mikol uma v'loshem. Why are we different than any other nation? Sha'atem gozrim aleinu gzeros ro'os. That you, meaning now they turn to the Romans, that you guys are now bringing these terrible gzeros upon us. So I think also some of the Mefarshim explain that here the reference is also to them and Rome. Where does Rome come from? Where do the Romans come from? They descend from Esav. Right? So we're Yaakov. We descend from Yaakov. You descend from Esav. So that's also what they're saying, is that we're brothers. Right? We come from the same father, the same mother. We both came from Yitzchak and Rivka. Right? And now all of a sudden you want to turn to us, and now you're subjugating us and you're persecuting us. You're giving us all these horrible decrees. So what happened? Ubitlum. So Kachava, the Romans, they nullified the decrees. V'oso hayom asa'uhu yomtiv. And that day that they were mevatel the decrees was the 28th of Adar. And on that day, the 28th of Adar, they made it into a yomtiv. Because they mevatel the decrees. Amar Abaye, okay, fine. So the question of the Gemara is that why don't we say that, why do we have to say the 29th is Asr because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh? Right, we said why did Megillas Tanis mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though Rosh Chodesh is itself a day of Yantiv? Why did it mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan? To prohibit the 29th. Asks the Gemara, why do you need to mention Rosh Chodesh to prohibit the 29th? The 29th anyway should be Asr because of the 28th. It's the day after the 28th, and the 28th is a Yantiv. Right, it's this special yantiv of the day that they nullified the decrees of the Romans. So Amar Abaye says, you're right, good point. Really the 29th is Usher anyways because it's the day following the 28th. So why do we mention Rosh Chodesh to Usher the 29th? Amar Abaye, lo mitzvucha ela l'chodesh me'ubar. Really we need this for a chodesh me'ubar. What's a chodesh me'ubar? It's referring to a chodesh male. Okay, so there's two pshatim. Rashi gives two pshatim here. Either it's referring to a chodesh male, meaning what? Let's say sometimes Adar can be 30 days. Even though nowadays Adar is never 30 days, but in the times of Kiddush HaChodesh, sometimes Adar would be 30 days. So if Adar was 30 days, then day 29 would be Aser because it's the day following 28, but the day 30 would still be Mutter. So in order to prohibit day 30, that's why Megillas Tainis specifically mentions Rosh Chodesh, and therefore now day 30 is also Aser. Therefore day 30, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh, is also Aser. Okay? The other pshat in Rashi is that Chodesh Me'ubar means a year when we have an Adar Sheni. So the 28th of Adar is only going to be an Adar Rishon. Right? Then we're going to have it. But in order to prohibit the 29th of Adar Sheni, that's why we need to say Rosh Chodesh. So it's a machlokas. Are we talking about a Chodesh Male, or are we talking about an Adar Sheni? Okay. Ravashi says, Afilu Tema L'Chodesh Chaser, even if we're talking about a Chodesh Chaser, even if we're talking about a Chodesh that's missing a day, meaning Adar, which is 29 days. So we're back to our question, right? Why do we mention Rosh Chodesh to prohibit the 29th? 29th is already Aser because it's the day following the 28th. So says Rav Ashi, Kol Shela Acharav B'Tainis. I'm sorry. Kol Shela Acharav, any day that follows B'Tainis Aser B'Hesped Mutter is Aser in Tainis, but is Mutter in Hesped. Okay? So that means the 29th, if it just followed the 28th, it would be Aser in Tainis, but it would be Mutter in Hesped. You'd be allowed to give a eulogy, you'd just be Aser to fast. Vezeh, but now, the 29th, Hoil Umutal Bein Shnei Yomim Tovim, since the 29th is sandwiched between two happy days, the 28th of Adar, which was the day that they were Mevatel, the Roman decree, and Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, or because it's the beginning of the 8 days when they established the Korban Tamid, so therefore, Asa'uhu ki Yom Tov Atzmo, therefore they made it like a Yom Tov itself, Va'afilu behesped nami Aser. And therefore it's going to be Aser in Hesped, even in Hesped. So if the 29th was only Aser because it followed the 28th, it would only be Aser in Tainis, not in Hesped. But here, because the 29th is sandwiched between these 2 days, so therefore it's Aser in Tainis and in Hesped. Okay? I'm sorry? The 29th is sandwiched between the 28th, which is the day that the Roman decree was nullified, and between Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the first day of the 8 day period where we established the Karban Tamid as a communal Karban, which was also that it was a period of Yantif. Okay. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Omar Mar, Mitamanya, Beviat Sof Moada, Itos of Chagat Shavuaya. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Yontif, until the end of Pesach, the holiday of Shavuos was established, and therefore the Lola Mispaid. Right? So therefore, we don't do any Hespaidim during that time, from the 8th of Nisan through the end of Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Lomali Lamei Marmitemanya Bey, why do I have to say that it's from the 8th of Nisan through the end of Pesach? Lema Mitisha Bey, why don't I start this period of Yontif from the 9th of Nisan? Utemanya gufei aser, and the 8th itself will be aser. Tahavale yoma di itukam bei temida, because the 8th is also part of the first group of days, the days that the Tamid was established. Because again, remember, when was the Tamid established? From Rosh Chodesh Nisan through the 8th, right? So the 8th is already included, is already Aser, because it's part of the first group. So why do we have to include the 8th in the second group to make it Aser? Right? Just start the second group from the 9th, and the 8th is Aser because it's included in the first group, which was from Rosh Chodesh to the 8th, which are the days that the Tamid was established. Okay? So says the Gemara, Kevan de Ilu Mikla Milsa Ubatline Leshiva. So says the Gemara, since if something would happen, and we would nullify those first 7 days of Yontif. Right? Let's say something would happen, and we would nullify the first 7 days, or Chodesh through Zion, right? And we would say that's not going to be a Yontif anymore. Temanya gufei aser, da'avale yom akama di'itosa be'chaga de'shavuaya. The 8th is still going to be aser because it's the beginning of the next set. So we don't want to just leave the 8th off of the second set, because let's say something changes later in history and we're mevatel the first set of holiday, right? So we'll still have the second set of Yontif, which begins on the 8th. So that way the 8th will still be included. Asks the Gemara, 1 second, but if you have that logic, that you might be mevatel the first set and therefore you want to keep the 8th as the first day of Yontif for the second set, hashta da osis lahachi. Now once we've come to this logic, you can make the same argument about the 29th. Let's go back to that discussion of the 29th. Esben v'tishanami, the 29th also. Kevon de ilu mikla milsa, since if something would happen, and we would reject the 28th, so we would nullify the 28th as a yontiv. Esrin v'tisha gufei aser, the 29th would still be aser. Dehavale yoma kama de mekame yoma di tukum tamida, because it would be the first day. It would be the day before the first day where the Talmud was established. The Talmud was established beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the 29th is the day before that. Right? So once we have this svara that, maybe the yontif before will be nullified, and therefore we need to include it in the next group, so we can give that explanation for the 29th. Right? We don't have to go through everything we went through earlier. Fine. So that's the Gemara, just the Gemara ends off on that point. That really, once we have this svara, we can make the same argument for the 29th, and maybe that's why the 29th is included. That maybe that's why we mentioned Rosh Chodesh to prohibit the 29th, and it's not enough just to rely on the fact that the 29th is also because it's following the 28th. Because maybe one day the 28th will be nullified, and then the 29th will be mutter. So in order to chap the 29th, therefore we have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the day before is going to be us. Okay. Itmar, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Ami bar Asi, Amar Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So he says, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Okay, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said that when it comes to a tainis, both the day before, I think, right? Both the day before and the day after are aser?
Yeah.
That's Rabbi Yossi Shita? Good. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi omer lefanav ula'achrav aser. Okay. Ushmuel amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Shmuel says halacha is like Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir was more lenient. Rabbi Meir said that only the day before. Was Rabbi Meir? Where was Rabbi Meir? Amir was more lenient, right? Where was that? Remember, where was that? Okay, Amir was more makel, and he did not aser it. Right, Amir said la achrav is mutter, only the fun of Rashi says only the fun of is aser, la achrav is mutter. Okay, asks the Gemara. So we have Rabbi Chiya bar Asi paskening like in the name of Rav, paskening like Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel paskening like Rabbi Meir. Asks the Gemara, Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? That the halacha is like Rabbi Meir v'hatanya. Didn't we learn in a braisa? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Umat Talmud Omar Behon, Behon, Shtei Pe'amim. In Megillas Tainis it says, these are the days that it's usher lehis ana'a behon, it's usher to fast in them. And then the Gemara, and then Megillas Tainis says, these are the days that it's usher lemispeid behon, it's usher to eulogize in them. So why does it repeat the behon, behon, why does it repeat that term twice? Omar Lecha to teach us, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shehein Asurin, that those days in Megillas Tainis are Aser, Lifnehen Ula Acharehen Mutarin. But before those days and after those days are Mutar. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is the most makel, he's the most lenient. He says that both the day before and the day after are Mutar. V'yomar Shmuel Alacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shmuel says Alacha Zakh Rav Shimon Gamliel. So here you have Shmuel passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that both the day before and the day after are Mutar. How could you say before that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Meir that the day before is Aser and only the day after is Mutar? How could he do that? He can't paskin like both. So the Gemara answers, Meikara Savar, originally he held, originally Shmuel held, Kevan de Lekatana de Demekel Kirabi Meir, Amar Halach Kirabi Meir. Earlier, at first he held, that since there's no Tana that's more lenient than Rabbi Meir, so I'm going to go with Rabbi Meir. Meaning he wanted to go with the most lenient opinion in this machlokis. So he thought Rabbi Meir was the most lenient opinion, so he passed like Rabbi Meir. Kevan de Shami de Rav Shimon ben Gamliel de Meikel Tfei. Oh, but once he heard that Rav Shimon Gamliel is even more lenient, that he does not prohibit the day before or the day after, Amar Allah Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning the yesod is that he always passes like the most lenient opinion. V'chein Amar Bali, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Bali, also the name of an Amora, says in the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Alachak Rabbi Yossi. He passing like Rabbi Yossi. Amale Rab Chila Bali, so Rab Chila said to Bali, Asber Allah, let me explain to you, Yom Rab Yochanan Alach Rab Yossi Adalol Hisano. When he passed on like Rab Yossi, he was only going on the tainus that you can't fast. Regarding that, he passed like Rab Yossi, that when we say you can't fast, that means that the Isser Tainus applies both before and after also. When it comes to the Isser Hesped, he did not pass in like Rav Yossi. Okay, boys, let's stop here for today.